Blog Talk Radio.
It's Thursday night, which is our Friday night, which means
You have had a long Memorial weekend. Okay, so y'all week just went by real quick. So guess what? It's time for us to come in and carry y'all on to the weekend. So that's what we're going to do. So what's up? How you doing? Your girl, Miss Cassie, and my partner in crime, Miss Jenna, a.k.a. Chocolate Drop, out of the ATL, and we're trying to make it do what it do tonight, folks, okay? And we got a hot topic. It's so hot, I got to fan a little bit because it's really a hot topic like that. But before we even do all that, let me just get the formalities out the way. I want to make sure I welcome all my international listeners and callers and chat boarders, all of my United States listeners, callers, and chat boarders, and all of my Facebook Live people who are just hanging in here every week with Ladies Tell All. So we want to welcome you all to the show. And matter of fact, let's just welcome everybody, whether you're from Facebook, Blogger, Tumblr, MySpace, Scout, hey, Snapchat, we want to welcome you to Ladies Tell All, okay? Because we're getting ready to make it do what it do. And let me check on my partner, okay? You know, because she's down in the ATL, so she got some secrets down in the ATL. Miss Jenna, are you in the house, girlfriend?
Yes, Miss Cassie, it's Friday. No, it's Thursday. It's one of those days during the week.
She got some secrets down there, Miss Jenna.
No, not really.
No. Okay, you know what you said, that sort of slow. That means there's something going on, okay? That means there's something going on. How you doing, Miss Jenna?
I'm doing good, Miss Cassie. I'm doing real good. Thank you. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. It's we're getting ready to go into another weekend. It seems like we just left the weekend. Now we're right back in the weekend. So, you know, it is what it is.
You know, when one of those holidays fall and they give them like a 4-5-day weekend, and the week go by extremely fast.
Yes. And this, it did. It did go fast, mighty quick. But anyway, folks, let me give you some updates. I know Miss Jenna got some birthday shout-outs for some folks, because y'all know this is a brand-new month. This is June, folks. We done left May, which is my birthday month, but I'm still celebrating, okay? I'm still celebrating. So I'm still birthday girl. So I know Miss Jenna got some birthday shout outs and things of that nature. But I'm gonna let her give you all that. And then I'm gonna update you. I'm just gonna clue y'all in on what happened Saturday. Miss Jenna, you're gonna trip when I tell you what happened Saturday. But go ahead, Miss Jenna, do your thing, girl.
You know, I want to give a birthday shout out, a happy anniversary, first of all, to my aunt and uncle and their son. His birthday's today as well. You know, there's a couple other that we're going to roll into the weekend, and their birthdays are coming up. So, happy birthday shout out to you, you know, VA style, you know, two up, two down, VA style.
Ooh.
So, you know.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, Michelle. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And plus, my youngest son, who will be 22 next Saturday, his birthday is coming up. Of course, he's like his mama, starting early, okay? So I guess all next week going to be all about him. So it's all good. We got guests coming in, family members coming in, everything. So it's going to be all about him, okay? I can't even believe that almost 22 years ago, I had this little baby boy. Now he's grown, you know, just. Miss Jenna, I don't know. I don't know what time when it just flew. It just seemed like yesterday he was this little bitty boy. This little bitty boy on this little Bigfoot basketball cart, the truck, driving around. And now, you know, he's grown, like just grown. So I can't complain. But let me give y'all a scoop. Okay. Last weekend, I was with the staff and the owner of Beyond Curves magazine. Okay. Now, there was an audition model called Put Out. Okay. And it typically it stated two straight size models and two plus size models to go to all four free paid, you ain't got paper jack, all free expense paid trips to Tokyo, Japan, and London, England. Okay? So I had a casting call, and I've been out there for a good while. Okay, so it was held in Baltimore, downtown, harbor. I don't know where the ladies were at. We got plenty of ladies that did come through. But let me tell you something. For the one who did not show up, you missed out. That's all I'm going to say. You missed out, okay, on an opportunity of a lifetime. If there's any model that's really serious about their business and trying to take it to the professional level, then guess what? Saturday, you missed out. That's all I can. You missed out, okay? Because my boy Mark White was picking off the cuff. He was not in there for play or joke. This was a legitimate, real call, okay? Free casting call. No registration fee, all that kind of stuff. All you need to do was show up. That's it. Show up. That's all I got to say is show up. And, yes, did we get some winners? Ooh, yes, we did. Yes, we did. Now, I can't divulge their names at the moment, but if you have seen my page, you know, some of the announcements kicked off on there. But, Miss Jenna, let me tell you, I think they thought this man was playing, and he wasn't playing. This was the real deal, okay? You come in, you do your thing, you give it your best shot, be on your grind, and boom, come with your comp card, do, you know, the whole nine yards, come with professional pictures, not some pictures that you stuck in the copier and copy. Oops, did I say it? Come with professional pictures, okay? Boom, that's all you got to do. Miss Jenna. Okay, Miss Jenna, yes, that's true. Some came with, they copied their pictures off the printing machine. Right? You know how you go and copy a piece of paper, a document or something, and it's on printing paper? One of those.
It would have been better if they would just went to Walgreens and just did.
Thank you. Thank you. Right. But that's okay. That's okay. See, next time, if it ever happens again, you see, these things don't come that often. Tell ladies, if you register, you better go. You better go, because next time it might be Singapore. It may be Paris. I'm just saying. But they missed out, Miss Jenna. I'm going to tell you right now. They missed out. Now, real models, okay, real, like you've had some experience, like this is something that you want to do, this is a business that you're trying to make it in, not something you're trying to do on the side as a hobby. Okay, we ain't got that kind of time. Okay. But, you know, all in all, it was great. We had a blast. It was a beautiful day. And we were in this shop. Oh, my God, Miss Jenna, the outfits in this shop was, like, off the chain. We was in this shop, and we had a blast. The girls came through, the ones that did their thing, and they rocked it. So it's all good. I can't even complain. Yes, Silence is golden. You know it. You know it. All right, so moving on, we're going to drop down to our topic tonight. It is hot. It is for our men. Yes, women, we want you chiming in. But men, we want you to stand up and say something. Okay, because I need to, for this question, this topic, I need gentlemen answers. I don't need crazy people answers, because I think the men who are not at the gentleman level needs to hear what you have to say and sort of take it in. I'm just saying. Okay? All right. So now, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the topic. Okay? And then I'm going to give you the number to the show. Now, mind you that if you're listening through Blog Talk and you're online on the Blog Talk website, feel free to be on our website and get into the chat room as a guest and put your questions in there or talk through there. That's up to you. Or feel free to call in. Or if you're on Facebook Live with me right now, feel free to drop your comment in the comment box down here, and we will most definitely address it. So here we go. Y'all ready? I'll make sure y'all ready. The topic is, where are the monogamous men? Where are the monogamous men? Is faithfulness in them dead? Yeah, I said it. Is faithfulness in them dead? That's a strong topic. So, men, this show is for you. This is your time to speak up and speak out. And let's roll with it. The number to dial is 805-727-7101 and press 1 to get into that caller queue, okay? Once again, that number to dial is 805-727-7101 and press 1 to get into the caller queue. Now, I think I just had like a minute delay here. So I think we got a caller in the queue already. All right, well, Ms. Jim, let's rock and roll with this. Let's bring this caller right on in.
Let's get it. And caller, you're on.
Hey, what's up, Ms. Cassie? Hey, Ms. Jenna.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
all
Michael.
Right, all right. Hey, Queen, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Now,
I'm all right.
Comedian Michael.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you read that question because you don't forget nothing. What do you think? What are the monogamous men? And is faithfulness in them dead? Where are they? Tell us, where are they?
Be everywhere.
You sure about that?
Yeah, faithful men are everywhere.
Okay.
You talking about in marriages
now,
or just dating relationships?
I could agree with you on that. I could agree with you on that. Now, let me hold up for just a second. I got my friend on here. Corey Lucas says, faithfulness is a true man is never dead. He said, just too many fuck boys out there blocking our progress. So, Michael, you say they're all over. They're everywhere.
Yeah, they are everywhere, and I agree. I agree with the brother that made that comment, but it's a little bit more to that. It's a little bit more to that because it's not just, you know, the F boys that's blocking, you know, the good brothers' progress, but at the same time, you know, it goes on the men, and then it also goes for the women, because you have women that are choosing those men for whatever reason it is.
Okay.
So it's on both sides, but men that are going to be faithful, I mean, they're everywhere. I mean, it just depends on if you get chose. Because my grandmother taught me that a man don't choose his woman, a woman chooses a man. And I mean, that's evident if anybody has ever been to a wedding. Because when they ask the man, does he take whoever? I mean, you got people in there eating sunflower seeds, talking, rolling dice in the back. I mean, it's a whole bunch. That should just go ahead. You just skip that part. Because I don't want to hear what you got to say. It's just her. When she says, I do, that's quiet. You can't even hear a gnat pass gas. So it's like that's the thing. You know, that's, I mean, it's just on both. But I think there's other factors that should be also addressed in there. Because you have men that are faithful, but when you're in a relationship, let alone a marriage, then, hey, your spouse or your significant other, you know, you put them first. So if you're married to this man, then your family, you leave your family and you cling to your husband, just like your husband clings to you. But if you seem like if you make it seem as if you're not married to your husband or your partner,
right?
But you're married to your family, then that's a hard pill for any man to swallow. Even if he talks and talks and the behavior doesn't change, then that resentment starts to come in. But even with that resentment, he still has to be faithful. And I feel like a lot of people don't think about it on both sides. If you had somebody that was acting that way towards you, how would you feel? But yet you were, you know, still supposed to be faithful to this person. Yes, the resentment would be deep. And, you know, so it's just a lot of factors, but we everywhere. We're not leprechauns or unicorns or luck dragons. You got a lot of good brothers out there that's willing to be faithful.
You ended that with a lot of good brothers out there that are willing to be faithful. Are the men who are considered faithful, are they faithful even before they get married or before they are committed? Because sometimes when you're dealing with men, if you're dealing with them just on a dating basis and they're cheating, what makes you think they're going to be faithful when you decide, okay, we're going to be exclusive?
Some men are going to be. Here's the thing. Everybody has to go through their period. Them young, immature periods. And, yeah, that's when you play in the field. That might be where you sowing your royal oats or whatever. But as you get older and you start dating, I mean, you can't mess over every woman that you with. But it's just everybody's going to make those mistakes. Everybody has.
But wait a minute. But wait a minute, Comedian Michael. Let me see. I used to want to go back and say, well, you know, because when you were younger, you did this. But we have men that are my age being still stupid.
I mean, no damn sense. You're too old for that.
They like that. They got, you know, women done told them, oh, you look so good. Oh, blah, ah, ah, ah. And they play a hard. And as soon as you call them out and be like, hey, player, you know you ain't nothing but a player. Oh, don't call me no player. I don't even like that word. But you don't like it because that's what you really are. So we still, I know men in my age group that are like, you just be like, dog, really? I thought you'd gotten past that. But I'm just saying, is faithfulness really dead? Because there's so many people out here cheating.
It's a lot of people out there. It's a lot of people out there cheating. I mean, there's no way to get the numbers on as far as, like, how many people are cheating and how many people are faithful. Because there's a lot of men that, I mean, they've married and they are faithful, but it's a reality for men that, shoot, you got a lot to lose. You got way too much to lose, especially if you married and you risk the possibility of being unfaithful and getting caught. Yo, you have so much more to lose. And some of us think along the lines of, hey, man, it's not worth it. Try and make this work. Or, you know, it's just try and seek counsel, do something. But some people are not willing to pay that price.
Do you think that being unfaithful unfaithful or cheating, do you think it is a choice or something that a man just can't help? Because, you know, usually they say, well, a man's going to do what a man's do. I personally don't believe that. But do you think, as a man, that it's a choice or that they just can't help themselves?
No, it's just a choice. To me, it's a choice. Because
okay,
you had that choice whether you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. And you have a lot of
mm-hmm.
men that we do turn away from temptation. And sometimes the temptation is way, way, way too strong. I mean, like, potent strong. But, I mean, it all comes down to choice. I believe when people say, you know, a man going to do what he's going to do. In certain cases, yes, a man is going to do what a man has to do. But that's
okay.
along the lines of being honorable, providing, you know, uplifting, you know, being there for his family, you know, keeping his duty and obligation. You know what I'm saying? To me, yeah, that's what a man's going to do what he got to do. When it comes to
mm-hmm.
the ignorant stuff, no, that's nothing more than an excuse to me. But I don't know. I'm different. Everybody has their own opinion, and I'm different. So that's how I feel.
That's an interesting. That's an interesting concept. Now, that Mister, I don't know if we got any others on the phone. Bring them in if they are.
Can I ask another question? Can I ask a question real quick?
You sure can.
If a woman is starving her man out, then is he still supposed to be faithful? And if yes, then how long?
Okay, let me give you the answer to that. Y'all ain't going to like it, but I'm just going to tell you the truth. First and foremost, a woman should never starve her man out, and a man should never starve his woman out, not in the bedroom. You don't do that. That's like playing tit for tat. But just by chance that she does that, and a lot of women do it, dude, you're supposed to stay faithful. You know, just being right. If you really want to reap the benefits and the blessings of what you're supposed to have and obtain, you're supposed to stay faithful. Just because she's not giving it up to you, you know, and we can sit here and say, well, because he did this, I ain't sleeping with him. Because he did that, or when I wanted some, he didn't give me none. So now I'm gonna do him the same way. I think there's a conversation that needs to come into play. I will say that. But I will say to my ladies, you never, ever supposed to withhold sex from your man. And your man is never, ever supposed to withhold sex from you. That's not how that's supposed to work. So if y'all playing tit for tat, that's not how that's supposed to work. That's not good. Did that answer your question?
Yep.
You're just going to be there, man. When you look, think about it. When you say those marriage vows, it says for better or for worse. And we know if we holding sex from you all, that might be one of the worst things y'all can be like, and it's not for holding, you know, sex from me. Like, I can't get none. So to still stay faithful. Don't go out here and flip the script and do something stupid. Because what goes around comes around. I believe it. I've seen it happen too many times. What goes around comes around. What happens to you will come back and bite you in your butt. You know, stop
right.
trying to fight everybody's battle. Yeah, that's the thing. Stop trying to fight everybody's battle. It's not worth all the fighting and all that kind of crazy stuff. It's just not worth it. So stop trying to do all that. Like I said, you just never supposed to withhold sex. Like I said, if she doesn't, it's not a smart thing to do because you have issues. I mean, there are times, you know, you feel like, oh, he don't deserve to get none. But this ain't a piece of pie. This ain't food we're talking about. Okay. This ain't food we're talking about. okay? This is you loving your man, you know, or, you know, you're never supposed to withhold affection towards each other. So if you do that, there's going to be some problems there. So you're supposed to stay faithful. She is supposed to stay faithful. So it goes two-way street, bro. Two-way street.
Okay. I'm only asking because a conversation I heard the other day, but I was just asking.
So, okay, I gather in that conversation, they said, go cheat.
No, I heard a woman, she was talking about her husband. And she was, you know, a guy asked her, you know your husband needs this, you know, because sex, it affects. It has an effect on men. That's a need that we have. And she felt like, you know, she felt like it was work. So she withheld it. And me, you know, I remember my relationships. I read relationship books, Five Love Languages and everything else. I mean, whatever I can get my hands on. But it's just in her answer and what she said and feeling like sex was work. I'm like, that's not right. Because you have some men that they'll stay true and they'll keep trying to work it out and keep trying to see what's wrong so they can, you know, get their need from who they supposed to get their need from. But then you have other men that it's like, well, okay, if you ain't going to give it to me, then I have somebody else give it to me. But it's like,
well,
like
men
that's
do
not
that.
Right. That's
men
not right.
That.
But
it's no, it's not right. But men do that. And women are, then after it happens, then it's like she's Hollis, you cheating on me. Well, maybe you drove the man to cheat on you, but here's the thing. If you have any moral standard about yourself and respect about yourself as a person, and this is the person you're supposed to be with, regardless of whatever situation you two are going through, then it's never good to go out and put your marriage in jeopardy by sleeping with another woman or the woman sleeping with another man. That's just something you don't do. You just, I can't even paraphrase it, but I know in the Bible that you do not supposed to withhold sex from your husband and vice versa. So if that's
right.
What she's doing, I hate to say it, but if temptation strikes him really hard or whatever, and he just get caught off guard, then she might not have no husband no more. Oops, I'm just saying. That happens. You know that. That happens. So I don't know, you know, like I people y'all sitting out there, and I see you, but you know, Michael's like, Michael's straight laced anyway, because Michael's one of these faithful guys. So I sort of expected the honesty from him because I knew he was going to go that route. Now, for the other men who are listening who have not made it to the status of gentlemanhood yet, Yes, I said that. Take notes. Because you all be the first ones to say, you know what, she holds sex with me. I'm going to find, I got me another one on the side, you know. See, then the one with the side chick. No.
Side chicks ain't nothing but pop-ups.
Well, some men like to have them side chicks. So I mean, and I'm going to tell you something now. Talking about just being monogamous. Now, as you all know, Roots has been on all week long. Okay? Roots has been on all week long. And I was good until they took Kizzy. Okay? I was good until they took Kizzy. And that man raped her. And then for years, that's all this man been doing. And he married, and his wife knows it. But she can't do nothing, like she can't do nothing about it. For years. Where is the faithfulness in that? There ain't none.
I'm going to stay away from that one.
Look, don't be scared. This lady, chill out. Don't be scared.
Along the lines of that, because I know it's okay, along the lines of that, I understand his roots. I understand it's a new adaptation. And, yes, during slavery, white men, if you notice, when he did it the first time, he said, This is my right. So slave owners and white men at that time really felt and believed that that was their right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ever, there's a book called The Incidents and the Life of a Slave Girl. You can buy the book or you can go to YouTube and type in The Incidents and the Life of a Slave Girl. It's seven hours and some change. If you listen to that, this woman actually wrote it during that time, and she tells you exactly what happened. And you have some women that their husbands were forcing themselves on slaves, but when that baby came, they would beat the woman and blame her. So it's like, and then you look at how the divide came. Well, you know, they, like the Lynch letter and things of that nature. So it's like,
okay, there's
a divide there, but I mean, it takes on a different significance to me.
Right. That's a little thing. I mean, but you got to look at it. Men, regardless whether it was slave time or not, they wasn't being faithful at all. Kitty, you married, and you up in the big house, but you come out the big house to come down to the shack and sleep with a slave. What made a man so honorable and faithful? He wasn't nothing faithful about him. Nothing at all. And like I said, I know today we have some men who are faithful. Don't get me wrong. But you have some women who say faithfulness is dead. You have women that say, where are the monogamous men? Where are the good men who don't sleep around? Because these particular women, these group of women feel as though ain't no such thing no more because they done been with so many men who did not treat them right, who cheated on them, who didn't know what the word faithful means, nevertheless, the four-letter word love. So you say there are men that are faithful. They here. They everywhere. But here's my thing. Now, I see men out here on my Facebook Live right now. The lines are lit up, so we know it's men listening in. Now, Michael, he called in here and told his piece. Now, I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Y'all can call in and tell your piece. I'm okay with that.
I heard this one story. One young lady, she has a gentleman, goes to work all the time, every day, all day, comes home and payday comes. Okay, here's my card, get what you need, pay the bills, take care of everything in the household. But there's still insecurities that kick in for her. If he wants to go out and have drinks with his friends, it's a cue of you're going out to be with another woman. Well, why do you always want to go over and see the neighbors? Are you sleeping with the neighbors? The insecurities in the mind, is the psyche plays so strong that your man is so good you don't know how far you're pushing a man away. And like you said, there's still some faithful men out here, but they're being driven away by some women's insecurity.
That's true. That's very true. That is most definitely very true because I don't think they're thinking. You know, they're not really thinking straight. You know, and sometimes this is what I always say. Now, my mom just ran my daddy away. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. Don't a man want to come home and hear you fussing and hollering and screaming at him for the rest of the evening and
exactly.
Complaining and calling him, you ain't no good when he busting his ass working, or you don't support him and his efforts or what he's doing. Don't no man want to hear that mess. And after a while, you're going to run a good man away. Okay? You know, my daddy worked. He was an artist. And all he smoked Winston cigarettes, that red pack cigarettes. And he drank beer. He was a Mason brother, okay? And he was a deacon. Ain't bother nobody. Laid back, funny as hell, he ain't bother nobody. And so when somebody come home who's taking care not only his family, but he's also being that he's not the oldest brother, but he's also now, since his father passed away, he's now moved his mother from another town, still has siblings at home, and was not only taking care of me, my mom, and my brother, but now he's taking care of his mom and the rest of the siblings that are still at home. So this is somebody that was that always fussed their ass. He wasn't about all that drama. So when women get to fussing and hollering, don't no man want to come home to all that mess. And what's going to happen? You're going to run that man straight out the damn door because he ain't going to want to hear it. And it's not about whether he's going to cheat on you or not, because sometimes, I have to say it, women do it. Women, you run your man away, and he could be a good man. Guess what? Always a barracuda, there's always a woman sitting somewhere waiting on that good man. If y'all don't think that's because that good man is taken, if you don't think that there's a barracuda, shark, bear somewhere sitting around waiting, just wait for that female to mess up with that good man, you better wake up. You better wake up. It happens. Same thing with the female. You keep on coming up in there fussing and hollering at her and accusing her of this, or you not treating her right, or you don't remember her birthday, you don't say Happy Mother's Day, you don't acknowledge her, you don't, you know, nothing, you don't spend no time with her, no nothing, and see how fast you be by yourself. Okay? You walking around the house thinking you got it going on and you ain't spend no time when you know something ain't right. When you ain't spend no time with your woman, you steady fussing. And before she would be like mad with you, upset with you, complaining with you, maybe dropping some tears, whatever. And all of a sudden now she's smiling. Now she's around the house just humming. Okay? Guess what? She's going to find her another man. So now what you do is obsolete. She's going to find somebody that's making her happy. It happens. So I'm just putting it out there, folks. I mean, where are the monogamous men? Michael said they're all over. What y'all say? What do you all say to that? We want to know. Call into the show. I dropped the number down in the comments for my Facebook Live, folks. But call into the show. Tell us what you say. Women, feel free to call in and give us your point of view as well. The number to dial is 805-727-7101 and press 1 to get into that caller queue. Tell us what you think.
I mean, I want to hear it, you know, because I know it's a lot of, you know, faithful men and hardworking men that are out there. And we have a, you know, they feel that there are a lot of women that they're being overlooked by a lot of women. I know they perceive it being overlooked by a lot of women because of the simple fact of a lot of them basically are there with their hands out. They're like, okay, if you can't do this for me, then, you know, I really don't want to be bothered. But one thing you should be going into a relationship with the open mindset after getting to know one another. It's a 50-50 on a relationship, and the same time you go to this with the man is to pull your dividends out is the same thing that you should be able to pull out without a man.
Woo!
So your bank account should be the same. I mean, you're adding to a relationship. It's like you're doing 50-50. You work together to build each other up, not one to make one more richer than the other.
See, it's I like that. Hey, well, I mean, what can I say? I mean, you think about it. I feel as though there are some monogamous men out there. That's just my opinion. And as you heard what Ms. Jenna said, and you heard what Michael said, they're all over. They're everywhere. But are any of y'all on Facebook? That's what I want to know. Let me ask for the ladies who are looking. Now, I have ladies that hit my inbox all the time. Ain't none of these men on Facebook. Well, some of y'all are. I can't be just all of y'all ain't. I don't believe that. Is a lot of y'all horn dogs on here? Yep. It's a lot of y'all on here. I'm going to give y'all a perfect example. Saturday, when I was Facebook Living, casting call, and Ricky's still on here with his crazy self. I want to see Curb. Okay, Ricky, you was acting thirsty. That's not cool, too.
Oh, come on now.
That's not cool. Even my boy playwright Ty Martin was acting thirsty. And
okay, Ms. Cassidy, we got another caller that wants to come in and chime in on our conversation, so we're going to go ahead and bring them in so they can get in on the conversation.
Oh, yes, bring them on in. Even Ty Martin was tripping with his, I ain't thirsty. I just want to know who, yeah, you were thirsty too. Come on now, we don't know.
Hello, go ahead, Carla, you're in.
What's up, Mama Jen? What's up, Miss Cassidy?
What's
hey.
Going on there, son?
What's going on? I thought I'd go ahead and chime in and give y'all some of this good stuff from the young generation, from the 27 and below. You know what I'm talking about? Some of this stuff. Some
God.
Of this. You know,
we got two comedians on.
You know,
oh Lord, comedian Michael. This is right, comedian
man.
Curtis J.
No, that's L, Miss Cassidy.
Just L. Hold on, baby. Hold on, baby. You getting the wrong meeting, mister. You putting too many pots in the fire, baby. Hold on. You put some respect on my name, baby. That's what you go to.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold up. L. I only saw you for 15 minutes. For 15 minutes. Okay.
When you came down, I showed you the Southern hospitality. I brought you some turkey wings, some collard greens, some mac and cheese, you know, cornbread, all that good stuff. So when I pulled up with open arms. You know what I'm talking about?
But
gave that down south for you. Let you know. Let you know it's a real good man who still cook out here.
Wait a minute, L. See, I haven't been down since Thanksgiving, okay? So we ain't going to go there. But, L, you came in. And he did, y'all. L came in with all this food. It was turkey, green. Oh, he had all kinds. Honey, he had all kinds. It was good, too. But let me tell you, L came in, and L rolled back out. He didn't even hang out with Miss Kathy and Miss Jenna. He came in and blew out like the wind. Like, he was all in there all of 5 minutes, okay? Every time, L would hang out with the crew, but L didn't hang out with the crew, you know, Miss Jenna, you know, he had, you know, somebody with him, so, you know, he wasn't trying to hang
here
out
go.
With me and Miss Jenna.
Here I go.
See, what?
Nah, y'all know I be working. Y'all know I be working a lot.
And then I didn't see you, and then, L, I didn't see you back here in February. It's like you just didn't. Come by the house. I know you knew I was there. I'm just saying. Okay. Now.
Look, you know I was on. You know I be running. I'm up in Maine right now. I just left New York. I'm in Maine right now. You know I be running the road. So, but to chime in about the conversation, it is a good man, and I wasn't raised. I was raised by my mother to be a good man, mm-hmm. but I didn't go off about what my father did because my father been married over 30 years.
Right.
And kids outside of their marriage. So I've learned from his mistakes. But at the mm-hmm. same time, in our generation, the 27 and below, people are not really looking for relationships anymore. People are looking for what's popping and what's hot right now. And the side chick and the side dude is what's irrelevant now. No one wants a man of, no woman nowadays wants a man of their own because they too busy chasing somebody else's man. They'll rather be a half of a woman instead of being a whole woman to their own man. That's just the way it go nowadays. And it's sad. Coming from a man who I got three kids with one girl, and mm-hmm. I came home. I used to get out of work, come home. I would cook, I would clean, all type of stuff. She ain't work. She didn't do nothing. I couldn't come home, get a home cooked meal, sex with her, nothing. She didn't want to get no butt up, no none of that. But you know what? I can't be mad at her. But you have to look back at where she gets that from. It's because of how she was raised. Her mother didn't raise her to know how to treat a man. These women nowadays, they're not raising these women to know how to treat men nowadays. They just pumping their head full of venom and telling them, oh, man ain't this, and this man ain't this, and if the man don't give you this, and if he don't give you that, you don't need to talk to him. You hear what I'm saying?
Ooh. Ooh. Speaking.
You hear what he said? You hear what he said? He said that you have women that are willing to be half a woman to their man. Now, as men, we know that one place that no woman likes.
He didn't say their man. He said they want to be half of a woman. They want to be half of a woman to a man. They want to share somebody else's man instead of going and get their own.
Yeah, that's right. But you still have women that are in relationships. You have women that are in relationships that are doing just that, though.
Yep.
Yeah, you have some of them that are doing that.
I can't be a half of a woman to a man. Then I'll be getting half of a man. I like to be a whole woman. Because when you get me, you get
a whole man.
No. See, okay. Here's the thing, Miss Cassie. He's in the 27-year range.
Got another caller in here for our conversation.
Well, bring him on in. We're getting hot.
Go ahead, caller. Chime in.
Hello, Howard. How you doing, Miss Cassie, Miss Jenna?
Hello,
hey,
how are you?
Hey, how are you?
All right, this is Mark White. I'm representing 40, 45 and up grown men.
Okay, grown and sexy.
Go ahead,
boy. What?
See,
right, the grown men, not the boys, the real men, the ones that know how to take care of their ladies.
Hello, somebody.
Tell it, Mark. Tell it.
Say it with the chest.
I'm the real man. It's not really an age thing, but like the brother was saying earlier, you know, you do have these young girls, not women, who are just looking for men to provide stuff for them, and then they wonder why they land on their backs, empty wallet, empty purse, with a sore back because. All they're looking for is sex. They're not looking for somebody who actually gets into their mind to learn and love who they really are.
See?
Well, definitely.
See?
And nine times out of ten, when you try to get to know a woman nowadays, they're not there like that. They're too caught up in this materialistic stuff. And if you don't have the things they're looking for, they're not trying to pay attention to you.
Okay. Now, see, you hit it on the nose, because we actually got three different age groups that's representing.
Right, and I'm representing the brothers up north. I know we got some brothers from the south, but I'm representing the brothers up north. We are still faithful out there. We still love our women. Just that, you know, sometimes if a woman wants to meet us halfway, they got to come with some game, too. They just can't come with 20% and want us to give the 80.
Right.
Ooh.
Well, that's
Let me say something here. Because see, you have these women that's on the left side saying, okay, because they were in certain relationships and the men were not faithful and they were faithful. Now, instead of just saying that person was just not the right person, it's like
Oh, all men are faithful. All men, where are the monogamous men at? Where they not faithful, but that's not true. That's not true.
Yes, it is, because it is all men. It's all the men that they choosing. It's like the analogy I said on Periscope. Mm-hmm. I'm from Philly, but my grandmother's from the South.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's like this, picking a man, if you're not taught how to, and you go to, let's say you go to Kroger, and you want a cantaloupe or a watermelon, and you just go for the biggest one, the one that look good, the one that, ooh, that thing right there. You get that. You take it home. It's not right. It ain't good. It's not fair for you. And you go and do the same thing again. You going for the same exact thing. The same mistake you picked in the last one, you making the same exact one. It is not fair for you to go and say, oh, Kroger ain't got good watermelon. Yes, they do. You got to know exactly how to do it. Stomp it. Listen to it. If then you got to know how to treat the man that you with. Because the thing with men is...
Say it again. You got to thump it. Say it again.
I still believe in the old...
You got to do that check.
I still believe in the old phrase from one of my favorite songs from Belle Belle DeVoe, never trust a big button to smile.
Exactly.
So just because it looks bad don't mean it's good for you.
But you can't trust some of those, but it's like this, just like it's always said, the grass is not always green on the other side. You just have to water wet grass that you do have to and fertilize it to make it be green, as green as the other grass.
My grass green as hell, I'm going to tell you that. My grass my grass looks better than AstroTurf. And I'm going to tell you, if you can brag about your woman, whoever woman out there on Facebook and on the phone, I respect y'all, brother, but you can brag about your woman. I'll brag about the one I don't got. Look, no, my grass is green. Because you got some dudes that just we here. That's the thing. Good men are out there, ladies. That's what I want to put across. Good men are out there, but it's not right. It's not right to men.
Hold on. Let me ask Mark and L this. Mark and L, do you think that it is a choice for a man to cheat, or is it just something they just can't help it?
No, it's no such thing as they can't help it. It's a choice. You know, sometimes it may be a dumb choice. You know, something like you were saying is, you know, a guy's not getting the attention he wants from his woman. Instead of having the patience to work the relationship out and actually talk to her, then he decides, the hell with just talking to her. I'm just going to take care of my needs.
Right.
So it's a choice. So all that's genetic, it's not even an age thing. It's about you making a smart and educated decision.
Most definitely. On both ends, for male and female, it's a choice. You choose to do anything in life. You chose to go to work and get a paycheck and get paid on Friday. So you choose to do anything. So a lot of people blame, I cheated because she wasn't doing this and she wasn't handling her business. I don't believe in cheating. I believe in I'm gonna get rid of you. I believe in cutting you off. If you're not fulfilling my needs, what's the use of me sitting here trying to work it out or running around with this girl, that girl? I'm going to find what I want. I want my ultimate happiness, and I'm going to get it regardless if it's with you or somebody else.
Exactly. I heard that.
Exactly. Why even expend the energy on dealing with somebody who don't really want to deal with you?
See, and another thing, women put it on us so much of why things didn't work out and stuff like that. At the end of the day, if you're over 30, you have to ask yourself, what is it I'm doing that's not bringing me the right person?
Exactly.
What am I doing myself?
Tell it, brother. Tell it.
Exactly.
You have to ask yourself.
If you're a female
and you're over 30 nowadays, you have to ask yourself, what am I doing wrong? Because you had your fair share of men in 30 years. So you can't tell me every man you have came across is bad. You got to ask yourself, what do I need to do to straighten up myself in order to have a man who wants to deal with me?
Usually they just say they choose to be by themselves, but we know that ain't true.
Ms. Cassidy.
That's the one I hear a lot.
Yes, Michael.
Do you remember that analogy I said? I said flies are attracted to shit just like bees are attracted to flowers.
Honey.
Now, if all the men that a woman is dealt with are flies, You can't. Hey, it's not fair. And another thing with men is we don't like victims, and a lot of women play that victim card way too damn much. That's why they put all men this, all men that. No, it's all the men that you chose. Because here's the thing, and I believe this, not every good woman is a size 6 or a size 3.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
And not every man is built like Morris Chestnut, got his smile built and all of that. Yo, he might be 5'5", and you want to do the 6'6", you better bring that shit down. Yeah, down to 5'5". Now, if you let your bus, if you miss your train, and I'm not even about to start acting like I'm a preacher, but if you miss your train, don't nobody want to hear, man, we do not hear that. We hate that. And it's so many excuses that a lot of women bring. And it's like, as men, we hate that. We really, really do. So it's just, to me, that's my truth right there. Own up to your stuff, just like the brother said, because it ain't always our fault. It's not.
I guess he, look, ladies, I don't know what y'all better take notes. That's all I got to say.
Ladies,
I'm gonna tell you something. I know I'm not getting none, so I might as well go ahead and tell the truth.
Hey,
I ain't got nothing to lose. I do it on stage. I'm not trying to be funny today, but I do it on stage. I know I'm not getting none. So, hey, shoot, I'm not trying to make it sound good.
The thing is, you three gentlemen are telling the truth. And here's my thing. When I hear ladies speak, here's the thing. We have to be held accountable for our actions. And a lot of times, so I'm going to say it, my girls, a lot of times we do blame every single thing on a man, but we do not stop to think about what we did wrong, and we don't hold ourselves accountable for the things that we've done for it to get to that situation. And sometimes we don't want to hear that because we just want to blame somebody. But guess what? As long as you keep on blaming somebody, that's when you stunt your growth. That's when you stunt your growth in your mind, in everything that you do in your life. That's when you start. So you stop growing. You can't blame everything about it for every single thing that happens in your life. There are things that you need to take accountability for because it's just part of life. That's what it is. You need to take responsibility for the things you are doing, whether they're right or wrong. Don't take responsibility for when everything is going good and now you want to take credit for it. Don't work like that. Everything ain't going to be Teacher King, and you're right. If the light bulb ain't came on when you hit 30, something wrong. Okay?
You know, but there's a whole lot of craziness going on when you think about the dating world and you got, women over 40. And, I stepped back out there a minute ago, and you watch, you have somebody that you're really into. And, they into stuff like, you really want to hold my hand while we're out on a date? And I'm thinking to myself, am I getting to the point where I'm getting too old, or is it just they run into, like you said, flies on shit?
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Because they just run into these bums, I'm thinking, me opening the car door and, doing gentleman things for ladies like that, it's something that I was always raised to do, so it's nothing really unusual about it. But, just to basically, somebody say, you want to hold my hand, I'm thinking, that's really deep. I was somebody that hadn't been out in the dating world for a while, so that was kind of a strange remark for her, but it is what it is.
Hey, but holding
I think a lot of times
hand,
it's a double standard,
a
too.
A
lot of times it's a double standard with
level.
Men.
Yeah, that's a whole different level. Any good woman in her right mind that has her mind on set is going to want to hold her mate's hand. That's an intimate thing. And when I say intimate, it's intimate. You don't have to be behind closed doors. You can be out in public.
Right.
You're supposed to hold your man or your woman's hand. That's what you're supposed to do that. You know what I'm saying? But I think a lot of women don't understand the romance of being in a relationship, the friendship. They don't understand it. And same goes with some men who don't understand that. Some men will be like, oh, bugged up on you behind closed doors. hooked up on you behind closed doors, calling you baby this, baby that. And as soon as they get out in public, they don't know who the hell you is. They walking way
yep.
ahead of you, done left you. You know.
Yep.
And that happens.
Yeah, all the time.
That happens.
Yeah,
and I would say to women, when that happens, you need to leave. I'm sorry, you need to leave his ass. Oh, you
absolutely.
Can do nothing to me behind closed doors. But
I think we need to. I need to. We address it to the ladies. I mean, for this segment, Miss Kathy, I think we need to address it to the ladies because.
Oh no! This is about y'all. This is about you all because I wanted you all to come on and give your opinions because I have women jumping in my inbox talking about where are the monogamous men. You know, do we still have faith? Do we still have men?
No,
who are
what's the rest of taking?
And the women who be asking what a good man, they both them be the cheaters. Them be the ones who be done ran the man out. Be done cheated. Be done cheated. Them
the
be the cheaters.
Takers.
What a good man is. Yeah.
Or the
people
takers.
Around with somebody else, man. What? I can't find no good man because you're too busy fucking somebody else, man. That's why you can't find no good man.
He's telling the truth. Well, a lot of them do that.
Yeah,
a lot of them are telling
the truth. I can't dispute it because it's actually the truth. And the thing is, then you have like the other women who are the good women, and they want a good man too, but because they ran to one fool, they don't want to give that good man that chance because now they done gave up. And a lot of us women give up. Like, after the first two or three, it's like, okay, you know what, I'm giving up because I can't find no good man. And as soon as a good man come along, you can't tell the truth because you ain't even trying to get a bugger time of day.
No.
Just saying. Women, hey, you heard it tonight on the show. There are a lot of faithful men out here. There are a lot of monogamous men out here. As Michael said, they're everywhere. You heard what Mark said. You heard what Elle said. You heard Lucy. They're everywhere. The thing is that you have to get the right one. First of all, you got to do some work with yourself. You got to do some work with yourself. I ain't going to sit up here and not tell you the truth. You got to do some work with yourself in order to get the right one. You got to do some work with you. You need to be sure
know
of you.
To.
It's like they just said, you're like victim. You gotta be sure you gotta be able to embrace you. It don't matter. Embrace who you are. Embrace you. When you can love you, and know who you are, then you know what. It ain't gonna be hard. But until you do that, dang.
And then
you
got
people
a lot
like L. You got people
not.
Like L that can cook.
Oh yeah, I'm a beast in the kitchen because my mother raised me that way. She raised me to be self sufficient, regardless if I'm with a woman or not. I know how to cook, clean, all that stuff. I know how to wash my own clothes. I ain't putting no red with the white, all that stuff. So I'm the complete package. I know my worth. I'm not willing to
slow down. That's all I'm gonna say. That turkey was right. Them turkey wings were right. Okay, them greens were right.
That whole meal was right on time.
I'm not willing to sacrifice my happiness to be with a woman who's not going to meet me halfway. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for that. And a lot of times with these women nowadays, they're not willing to submit to their man. You got women nowadays telling a man how to be a man. Oh, this is the way you're supposed to act. This is the way you're supposed to be. This is the way you're supposed to look and dress. And how are you going to teach a man how to be a man? Just like we can't teach a woman how to be a woman.
Exactly. Say it now.
Just became my child instead of her man, basically. That's one thing that I was about to say is you have to learn. Some women have to learn how to talk to a man, because the thing is this: if me and the older brother, or even the brother that's 27, if we meet and he challenges me and I got to battle him and he has to battle me, the way that men are. Because when you talk about gentlemen, we go by the code of chivalry. That's the code of a warrior, if you really know what that is. So when we come head-to-head and he's challenging me and I'm challenging him, then one man has to be beat into submission where not where he's a slave, but where, hey, I'm the alpha, I'm the dominant. Now, for a woman to submit, it don't mean it to his slave. It means that, hey, y'all on one accord and y'all in agreement. I might see something that you can't see. and you might see something that I can't see. So sometimes we got to tag out. But when a woman don't know how to talk to her man and she feel like she can tell him how the horse ate the cabbage, no, the hell you not. No, you not. And you can't. And here's the thing. The easiest way for a man to take another man's woman or a woman to take another woman's man is you do those things in which that other partner is not doing. So if you coming at me and you talking to me any kind of way, and here it is, this other woman comes and she is pleasant, she's cordial. Hey, how can I help you? Feelings is gonna start developing because we don't like bitches. I mean, it's just I hate to use that, but it's just we want a woman that's pleasant. We want a woman that's gonna give us that P word, and it's not pussy, it's peace. So if you don't give your man no peace,
absolutely.
You don't give your man peace. Yeah.
We don't want to get home from fighting the world and have to come home and fight you too. We don't want that.
Exactly.
Oh, God, exactly. I've been through that before.
And one other thing in the world. This has to be said. A lot of times women have to know how to listen to their man without listening with the intent to respond, because it's certain things that I got to stop real quick. There's a double standard with men that it doesn't matter what your woman does or what she's not doing.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter. You're still supposed to stay. You're still supposed to be faithful. You're still supposed to, you know, be honorable. Well, when we listen to women, it's not that way on their end, but it's supposed to be that way with ours. So it's like, hey, you have to acknowledge that too. But when your man talks to you and he tells you, hey, baby, look, I'm starting to feel resentful and this and this, and he's pouring his heart out to you, the last thing a man wants to hear is, but you, look, if it's but me, you should have sat me down. You should have sat me down either before the game came on, you can get butt naked and just turn it off. We ain't going to trip, and you can say whatever you want to say. But when I'm over here telling you, airing my grievance with you, and you replying with but you, and you bringing up stuff, oh, man, you can't talk, and it's not going to work. So you have some men, and I don't fault them, because everybody's not perfect. There's no such thing as a complete gentleman. But you have some men that's what they face. There's people listening to it now that face it. They just don't want to put it out there. And it's like that's what they face, and they seek that peace from somebody else. You have to be the peace that your man needs. If you want your man to wash your car before he wash his, get butt naked and put the twins in his face and then pull back and say, look, nigga, you washed your car first last time. Mine needs to be getting washed first. I guarantee you he going to push you off, be out there in his boxes, and sometimes we wear them boxes where you can see the elastic and that shit all eaten up, and it's on his last leg. He'll be right out there with that. Buffing and washing your shit. So it's no excuse. Ain't no excuse. Now, personal, so I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear no damn jokes. I'm got me getting too damn personal on them.
Hey, you just keeping it real, bro. Keeping it real. They got to understand that we have feelings, too, and we like to come on the peaks. We don't want to have to come home and fight after we've been out in the world with the craziness. You just keeping it real.
And turn them damn reality shows off.
Men aren't as dumb as
people make us out to be, but when you watch something with a lot of drama, that's what you bringing into your life, because that's what you taking into you. If you over here and you got some niggas that is stupid, because if you watching What's Love Got to Do with It every day, then you like, dang, she must like that. She get loud when I had Tina behind the couch. It's like, it's just look, just Turn that shit off.
See, that's why every woman should
like
watch
that.
Oprah. That's why every woman should watch Oprah, because she talks about positiveness and love.
But Oprah talked about some things that ain't necessarily right either.
Well, true.
I said they need to just work it out at the house.
Right.
Working at the house, you don't need no TV show. You need to get together, talk, and tell your true feelings. If you feel like it ain't going to work, then walk away.
Boom.
If you're in a relationship,
you know,
y'all need
to have a certain time a week when you have amnesty.
That's easy, guys. You know what? That's easy. I don't know about everybody else. I'm listening to what he's saying about that. But Thursday is my date night. I don't know about everybody else.
That's easy. That's easier said than done, y'all. Y'all know that. Why, okay.
What's easier said than done?
Okay, but here's the thing. If that's the case, why don't grown people just do that and save
why don't
all
they just
the
do what?
Drama?
If they know
they're in a relationship and the relationship is not working out, stuff is just not right, why can't you sit down, talk about it, either work it out or talk about it and go and split up amicably and move on?
Because you
why
got some people
that
can't
done?
Take some people can't take breaking up well. You know, I haven't personally had it happen to me, but I had a cousin in Philly where it happened to, where, you know, he broke up with a chick, you know, and she cut all four ties to him on his Lincoln with some bolt cuts.
Oh, yes.
Some people don't just take it well, you know. I mean, they in their 50s, you know. Come on.
And women don't deal with rejection well. Women don't deal with rejection well because you have some men that they rather end it because they know.
Now, see that
women don't take rejection well.
I will say this. This is what I am going to say, because our time is getting short. But I'm going to say this, ladies, tonight. The men came on, and they answered the question, where are the monogamous men? Is faithfulness in them dead? They answered the question and said, they're all over. It's not dead. You have faithful men out here. You have monogamous men out here. But the women are doing some things that they may need to check themselves. Okay? So now y'all heard what these gentlemen said tonight. It would be huge of you to take some notes. Seriously, if you are single, even if you're in a relationship or something, take some notes. Because only men can tell you about what men do. Just like women can tell you about what women do. Don't get me wrong. There are things that women know concerning men, and there are things that men know concerning women. But men can tell you best what they're looking for with a woman. They don't want to be dealing with no victim, and they don't want to be screaming and hollering. They don't want to be fighting with you when they come home at the end of the day. That's not what they want. That's not why they even got you. You're supposed to be their companion. A companion is somebody that when you think about them, you're already happy because you're thinking about them. You can't wait to get home. That person's supposed to be the feel-good person that you're coming home to. That's what that's supposed to be about. Okay, it's not about you going up in there and as soon as you get home, you screaming and hollering. They don't want to hear all that noise. I'm a female, and I can tell you right now, I ain't got time for no diva man, because we got some diva men. I don't want to hear you fussing and arguing and stupid stuff and being petty. I ain't got that kind of time. I'll walk out and leave you right there where you at, you know. You want somebody to come, that you want to come home to somebody that's pleasant. That's peace. You're supposed to be that man's peace. Okay? That's what that's supposed to be about. You're supposed to be that man's peace. That's all I'm going to say.
Miss Cassie, there's a lot of women that are in dead relationships already. Because I know a brother that
that's
he's married, and he like, man, he actually said it on the phone. He said, man, I thank God for death. And I was like, why? And he's like, man, when you die, you ain't married no more. I'm like, man.
That's him with too many issues. And here's my thing. Whatever's going on between him and his wife or lady or whatever she is to him, they either need to work it out
or get away, because there was definitely some issues and some maturity levels, immaturity levels that both have not reached. See, when people make certain comments, I listen to their comments too. It also tells the level of maturity where you at when you make certain comments about something, especially with relationships and things of that nature. So my thing is this. I want to bring this conversation back because I do want women to understand that there are men out here, but maybe there's some things that they need to do to work on themselves in order so they can get these type of men, you know, okay? Because you have to hold yourself accountable for the things that you do and your actions and the things that you say and how you treat people, and that's just bottom line. And women are very famous for not taking the blame for some of the crap that they do. We do just as much crap as the men do. It's just,
exactly.
The thing is, you just,
I'm glad somebody finally acknowledged me.
Right.
There's a song out there that
it.
Says exactly what a man wants.
Exactly.
There's a song that is called Cheerleader. And if you listen to if you find out the story about that song, that's exactly what a man wants. It's everything that that dude is saying in that damn song. But yet, you know, it's like different stuff. You ain't got to twerk. Your man might want you to belly dance. It don't matter. You got six roles. Don't matter. He'll pay for you to take the class, but it's just.
It is what it is. But I do want to bring this topic back. So guys, y'all look out because we're gonna bring this topic back. And next time, I'm gonna bring some women in because I want women to come in. I want them to listen tonight to what you all had to say. But I want to bring them in just to see how they feel. And it's just like I said, it's about accountability. It's about accountability, folks. So that's all you need to understand and try to get that just in your head that you are held accountable for the things that you do, for your actions and what you say, your thoughts. You are responsible for those, and you have to govern them accordingly, okay? So until you start doing that, you got a lot of work to do. But with that being said, folks, I want to thank my boy Mark Wyatt for coming in, comedian Michael for coming in, and my boy comedian L for coming in on the road to Maine. And hey, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight because y'all know what time it is. Yes, it's Thursday night, but this is our Friday night, and we got to make it do what it do. We want to carry y'all into the weekend with some things for you all to think about. So, ladies, think about this. Play this show over and over. Listen to it on Facebook Live. Go to Blog Talk Radio, listen to this show and hear what these men had to say tonight. That's all. I'm going to leave it right there. That's what I'm going to do. Until we come back, Ms. Jenna, I know you got some cute words to say, so go ahead and say them quick before we jump up out of here.
Well, my words for to take y'all into the weekend, sometimes you have to experience the bad so that you can learn to appreciate the good things that enter into your life.
Woo, so. I heard that. And with that being said, this is your girl, Miss Cassie, and my partner in crime, Miss Jenna, a.k.a. Chocolate Drop out of the ACL. We're going to be back again next week, y'all, hanging with y'all, making it do what it do. You all have a beautiful weekend. Don't do nothing you ain't got no business doing. And ladies, clean up your act so you can get some of these gentlemen we just had online here tonight, okay? With that being said, it's your girl. I'm out.
Deuces.
Bird. You ain't nothing but a vulture. Always hoping for the worst.
fuck up. You regret the day when I find another girl, yeah. They know just what I need, she know just what I mean. When I tell her, keep it drama free. Whoa, whoa. I know you're mad, what's the word? I wish you best of luck. Now I'm finna throw them deuces up. I'm on some new sheets, I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. You make me wanna say, say bye bye. Say, say bye bye. Say, say bye bye to her.
To be Valentine's, together all the time. Thought it was true love, but you know women lie. It's like I sent my love with a text 2 times. Called cause I care, but I ain't getting no reply. Trying to see eye to eye, but it's like we both blind. Fuck it, let's hit the club, I rarely sit, but poke me some. Cause when it's all said and done, I ain't gonna be the one that she can always run to. I hate liars, fuck love, I'm tired of trying. My heart big, but it be quiet. I don't never feel like we vibing. Cause every time we alone, it's the awkward silence. So leave your keys on the kitchen counter and give me back that ruby ring with the big diamond. Shit is over, what you tripping for? I don't wanna have to let you go, but baby, I think it's better if I let you know. No.
I'm on some new shit, I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more time to make it work.
Like Chicago, so I flip that middle finger and the index finger follow. Deuces, we ain't got no future and tomorrow. I'm a dick, so it shouldn't be that hard to swallow. The other chick I'm with never complaining. She make me wanna leave the one I'm with, Usher Raymond. Probably didn't register, don't trip, later on it will. Shorty full of drama like gangster Grizzles. I finally noticed it, it finally hit me. Like Tina did Ike in the limo, it finally hit me. I got a new chick, and she ain't you. She Paula Patton thick, she give me deja vu. And all that attitude, I don't care about it. But all that shit I do for her, you gon' hear about it. Breezy rap, 2 up, 2 down, but I'm just putting 2 up, chucking up the deuce now.
I'm on some new sheets, I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better.